left shotgun.
The Broncos hope history is on their side in Week 7 as they travel to New England for a Monday Night Football showdown against the Patriots as the Broncos look to go 5-2 on the season. Since 2001, the Broncos are 5-1 against New England, and the Broncos are 9-2 overall against Patriots head coach Bill Belichick since 1991. All week, the Broncos could not pinpoint why they've had so much success against the best team in the last decade.
I've got no idea. And I don't think you really think about what you've done in the past. You just get ready for this game, and you know what type of football team they have or what type of team they have had over the last how many years. And it's always a great challenge. Very well coached, some great players, and great home record.
Well, I haven't been here for that, but hopefully we can keep them theories, keep things going the way it's been in the past. I know we're going to be fired up. You know, it's a national stage. After playing the way we played last week, guys are fired up to get back out there to show that we are an elite team, a team that's going to be at the top of this division, and a team that's going to do great things. So I know the guys will be fired up and looking forward to getting out there to compete on Monday.
But make no mistake, the Broncos know what they are up against.
We know it's going to be tough. We're going down there on Monday night, and we know they're going to be excited. They're just coming off a loss, so they want to get that taste out their mouth. So we know they're going to come out, on fire, and, the crowd's going to be in it. So hopefully we could get out there, run the ball, get the crowd out of the game and try to win.
I'm going to go 16-0 and then and get to the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl as they won in the past years. It's a great team, They've had some struggles this first quarter of the season, but, you can't take away from what they've done. And they know how to win. They know how to win big games. And, it's going to be a tough test for us this week.
I got the utmost respect for Bill, what he's accomplished, obviously. Super Bowls, just the way he prepares his football team, what he's accomplished. He's the best in the business, and he's proved it over the last how many years. So. You always, look forward to these type of matchups, and hopefully we'll play well.
It's a big game. It's Monday night, and, everybody's going to be watching. We get a lot of exposure for, with our team and our organization, and we get to show everybody, what we're about. And, that's what I play for, games like this. So every game for me is important, but especially when those lights are on and everybody's watching, you want to go out there and do a little extra.
For the Broncos to come away with a win before the bye, getting the offense back on track may be a priority. And to do that, they must eliminate turnovers.
Whenever we get 7 turnovers and 2 losses, that takes away from, the time we have the ball, the chances we get, opportunities we get to score. Watching film, we expect to put up 30, 40 points every game. And, that's kind of the bar that we've set. And as an offense, if we don't achieve that, we're obviously disappointed. We got to go back and look at what we've done and try to figure it out. So this week is no different.
But help may be on the way for Cutler. Eddie Royal, Tony Scheffler, and Selvin Young practiced this week and may be available. But the status of Brandon Stokely is still uncertain after suffering a concussion last week.
We're not going to make any excuses. We still have guys that can step up and make plays. But again, it does hurt. They play a big role in our offense and even on our team and even in special teams. So without those guys, our team definitely take a hit. But it's something that, we got to do a better job of just, preparing without them.
It hurts. When Stoke came out, kind of hurt us on third downs. And then without Eddie and without Tony, we were a little limited. So hopefully we get some of those guys back this week. We'll have to wait and see.
And even though the Patriots are without Tom Brady, the Broncos will have their hands full on defense. Much of the core players the Patriots had on that record-setting offense from a year ago are still with the team.
Moss, he's been very successful in this league. He's a great deep threat. Wes Walker is similar to Brandon. He's a guy in that slot that can do a lot of great things, a guy that they like to get the ball to. So they have capable guys, Falk coming out the backfield. He's a guy in the passing game, who's a threat. They have a very talented tight end, and Watson, guys, they can get the ball to. So they seem to be very prepared. Coach Belichick, he keeps his guys ready. But I'm sure these guys will be ready to play in front of a national stage at home.
It's different. Because Brady is such a big-time quarterback, but the only thing you got to be aware of is the players around him, he didn't do it all by himself, so they definitely capable of doing some of the same things.
That's going to do it for this edition of Broncos TV, but be sure to log on to denverbroncos.com throughout the game Monday night for all of your in-game coverage. Thanks for watching.